What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. Of course, I'm a personal trainer and competitive powerlifter, but more than anything, I just love talking about health and fitness, and I'm very excited about today's episode. You know, I do say that a lot, but I really do mean it because on the phone with me right now is Megan. Is it Gillespie? Sorry, I always forget that, Megan.
Yeah, Gillespie.
Sometimes I want to say Gillespie.
Oh, I get that all the time.
So, you know, you have really just impressed me and everybody because it wasn't too long ago that you said that you wanted to compete in a bikini competition, and not only have you done one, you've done two.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Drew.
And it's just really amazing to be able to follow that journey because a lot of times you see these things from the end results where people are just, you know, they look amazing and you just say, man, how did they get there? But we have followed you from the beginning, so we know exactly everything that you went through, really, and have just followed this whole journey. So this is the follow-up episode, though, where we kind of get to talk about how it was. So how was your first competition?
Honestly, my first competition, I just really didn't know what to expect. It was really fun. I think I was just really, my expectations were so high, and I think I really stressed myself out. Mm-hmm. And so I think that my body showed that too. Like I think I retained a lot of water, and I was tired and exhausted. And you know, it didn't end up placing in the top five in that show. And I think that was like, you know, a good result of, you know, what I did mentally, you know.
Yeah, I get it, because a big part of fitness is the mental aspect of it. I competed in my first powerlifting competition, and I thought, you know, I was going to crush it, and I went in there with this, you know, big head and these expectations, and mm-hmm. I got disqualified from my first one because I set my bench press opener way too high, and it's a very humbling and learning experience, so that was a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, what a humbling experience for sure.
Right. So that was the first one. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about that competition was it was a benefit or a charity, right? Or some of the proceeds were donated to a charity, if I understand correctly.
You know, I'm not quite sure myself, honestly.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, I could be mistaken on that. But I do believe that one is some of the proceeds go to a charity. However, you have since competed in another competition as well, and you did pretty good in that one, if I understand right?
Yeah, so my second competition was actually this last weekend, and I ended up placing first in my category for novice, and then I placed third in another category, which qualified me for national.
All right.
Yeah, so that was a really cool experience coming from the first show and, like, being so discouraged and disappointed after not placing into, you know, going into my next show, like, having realistic expectations, improving on what I needed to work on from the first show, and just really pushing myself in the gym to come out on top, you know, like, first place and qualifying for nationals. It was really cool, but I think I definitely needed that first show to, you know, understand the sport a little bit better.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on that. The first competition for anything, I think, is just a good learning experience. Definitely, yeah. We need to set the bar a little lower on those first-time runs because it's just like anything else. We're just learning how to do it, and we can't expect to be really, really good at it. So that's awesome. So what does that mean? Now you've qualified for nationals. Are you going to compete? Is there something else coming up?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I have a year to decide. So I'm qualified for 1 year to pick a show that I'd like to compete in. And at this point in time, honestly, I've had 1 week off of, you know, not being in my training season. I've had one week, and I'm really just enjoying, you know, spending time with my family and my friends and feeling like a normal person. You know, I'm not at the gym 24/7 or, like, worried about what I'm eating 24/7.
Uh-huh.
And I really like just enjoying the company, you know, and enjoying. And so at this point in time, I'm not sure when or if I'm going to compete again. But it's only been a week, so I'll probably change my mind in a couple months down the road.
I know the feeling. Yep, I sure do. And let's be honest, you're enjoying those donuts, right?
Oh my goodness, I'm enjoying way too many donuts. It's sad.
Now, we all follow you on Instagram. It's mega_fit17. Yep. And there's basically two posts that you have, motivational posts and then donut posts. It is, yeah. So you have the most delicious looking donuts on your Instagram.
Oh my goodness. Yesterday was National Donut Day. I waited in line at Amy's Donuts for 45 minutes just to get one.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, Amy's Donut is it's a local donut shop here in Colorado Springs, and they do some weird, but then just really creative donuts.
Mm-hmm.
What kind did you get? Did you get like one? Because they've got like bacon and banana.
That's the one that I got.
You did? Okay.
Yep. It was a maple bacon, but my absolute favorite is the oatmeal cream pie one.
Ooh, yeah. See, now that does sound really good. And especially National Donut Day, you can't go wrong with that.
Exactly.
All right. So that's good. So it's this kind of cycle that we go through with this health and fitness stuff, especially with competing. So you do need to take that time off. And I have this theory about you can really get in better shape if you have those cheat moments and those downtimes, because that's what re-energizes you. So you have that motivation and the strength to get through all of that other exercise.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, Drew.
All right, and you've got some fun stuff going on this weekend. What are you up to?
I'm actually about to go run a 5K inflatable race. It's where they have a bunch of like bouncy castles and like bouncy obstacle courses. So it's kind of an alternative to staying fit. You know, you get to go have fun, but you're still exercising.
That's right, and in Colorado and where we live, there's lots of hiking, so we can kind of trick ourselves into, you know, exercising, but it's disguised as having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is fantastic. And now we can all follow you on Instagram at mega_fit17. And if you had just maybe a couple words or a sentence or a paragraph here to help somebody who is like thinking about competing or just starting their journey, what could you say that might help them or inspire them?
I would say to, stay motivated, stick to your plan, and don't lose sight of your goal. That's the biggest thing. You'll never give up. It's always going to be tough. But if you just stick to it and, push yourself to your limits, it's going to totally be worth it.
All right. Keep your eye on the prize. I love it.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Well, we're coming up to the end of the episode here. So much fun to have you on the show again with us. And we're going to all follow you on Instagram, and we'll see if you're going to compete again. So it's under10fitness.com/competition is the post there. So that's under10fitness.com/competition. Again, Megan, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Under 10 Fitness. I also want to remind you that we are doing a selfie challenge for the month of June. If you take a picture doing something physically active and email it to drew@under10fitness.com, I'm going to enter you into a drawing to win $50 cash money, dollar bills, y'all. Also, Under 10 Fitness is going to change things up a little bit. Starting in July, we are going to donate 20% of every membership to a charity or nonprofit organization. Membership is going to be $9.99 a month. What that means is that $2 per month per membership is going to be donated instantly to a nonprofit or charity. And this way, we can help ourselves stay in shape and help the community stay in shape. It's a great way to help motivate ourselves and do some good for the community. And at the members area in Under 10 Fitness, you get workout videos, stretching, yoga, diet tips, tons of great content, and there's a community area where you can connect with other members and just chat about fitness and get to know each other and just have fun with fitness. I'd love to see you there. If you want to learn more, go to under10fitness.com. And as always, remember, stay motivated,